Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack in the house, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know what it is. You're tuned in live. Sports Tuesdays on Wolfpack TV, a.k.a. Raw Business Radio. This is Big Bad Wolf. That's Long Wolf. This is the Wolfpack, also known as Two Man Dynasty. What's going on today, Wolf Nation? A lot of NFL topics to talk about today. Let's get right into it. Carolina loses to 1 point against Denver. Real quick, guys, I didn't watch any of these games like I was supposed to. Didn't do my homework on none of these games. Been very busy on my personal life. I just want to say about the Carolina Denver game, that was a pretty tough loss, losing by 1 point. I don't think it's going to be the year. I don't think Cam Newton's going to have a good year like he did last year. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of teams are hungry this year, a lot of them. A lot of the competition has been upgraded. A lot of teams did some trades in the offseason. It looks like Denver is going to be doing some losing people on the team. We'll definitely see what's going on. I saw a lot of Facebook posts about Denver Broncos winning. And, you know, they were talking about him dabbing and all that stuff nonetheless. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos for winning without Peyton Manning. That was actually a pretty good thing. I just think that Carolina would have been better. I don't understand why they just didn't give Josh Norman that contract. I'm still at a loss for words why they didn't keep Josh Norman. They felt like he was a system player. Is that true? We'll definitely find out in the Washington defense. We'll definitely see, which, by the way, speaking of Washington, they just lost to my Pittsburgh Steelers. So congratulations to the Steelers for winning last night. Keep this thing moving. Green Bay wins, beats Jacksonville. And, guys, be on the lookout for Jacksonville. They're a completely different team. I don't think you're going to see I don't believe that they're a 3-15 team this year. I really don't. Be on the lookout for them guys. Buffalo loses to Baltimore. They're going to have a really tough season. I don't know, man. That's the thing with NFL. It's one minute these guys come out, the next next week. They're not the same. I don't know if it's just wear and tear or fatigue or what. Houston, a lot of Houston Texans fans was happy Sunday. They beat the Chicago Bears, which there was no surprise. I see a lot of Texans fans talking shit about Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to get to that in a little while. So congratulations to the Houston Texans. Now, can they continue? Is this going to be a different year, Lone Wolf, do you think, for the Houston Texans? Will they make the playoffs this year? Because nobody knew that they was going to make the playoffs last year.
I think they have a strong chance to make the playoffs. They play like they did the other day. They should have a chance. Honestly, though, I've seen more from them because Chicago's going to have a bad year. They don't seem like they're going to get what they need to get. It looked like Jay Cutler was rattled that whole game. But if Brock Osweiler can continue to do what he's doing, they should be able to make the playoffs.
They're going to have to make some changes in Chicago. I see a lot of Chicago fans. I got homeboys that are Chicago Bears fans, and you guys are going to have to get rid of that boy Jay Cutler here pretty soon and go young, especially, you get to week five, you're looking, we're 0-5 right now. You're going to have to make some changes here pretty soon. So my next point would be there's been rumors about they're taking RG3 at the lineup, and that he's not the same. He was super rattled against the Philadelphia Eagles. Like I said, I didn't watch the game. I see the scoreboard, though, 29-10. I just hope that RG3 can get it together. That's the first game. Hopefully they don't pull him, because I think they're going to do RG3 like they did that they're doing Tim Tebow, saying that he can't throw and this and that and this and that. So just be prepared for the media to go after him and attack him, his game and his explosiveness, because he wasn't the same. But that's what happens when you get injured. You're never the same after you get injured. Every, especially when you're an athlete, even when you're a regular person, you're never going to be the same after you get injured. Broken leg, torn MCL, ACL. I mean, that's just true. I'm dealing with injuries right now. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something, man. All them years of playing basketball like I did, I'm not the same. Wasn't the same as I was. So keep this thing moving. CG, if you're listening, he was a host on here. I mean, he was a guest on here, on the show. His football team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They beat the Atlanta Falcons, so I know he's happy about that. Hopefully, them guys make the playoffs, Tampa Bay, and could go all the way this year. So, got a strong chance. Minnesota wins without Teddy Bridgewater, so that's good. They beat Tennessee, unfortunately. Lone Wolf, you want to talk about that? I'm pretty sure you watched that game. What the heck happened?
Yeah, we lost that game on turnovers. They scored 2 defensive touchdowns, and had we not given those turnovers up, we would have won that game. So, I think that we just definitely need to pick up on our mental mistakes. Mariota, he fumbled the ball and they ran it back on a touchdown. So he's going to have to really step it up. And I think last year was his introduction. I think he has to realize now that it's his team and he has to take the reins. And he's going to have to be more focused than any other player on that team. It's very important. Otherwise, we don't win games. We lose games like that. So DeMarco Murray had a great game. And, there's definitely some flashes of, excellence on the receiving end. But, two big things. Cornerbacks, y'all got to defend. But I don't put that on y'all. I put that on the offense. You can't turn the ball over in a close game like that. And especially turn the ball over for points. It's not gonna help you in the end. So we beat ourselves that game. But congratulations to the Vikings. Hopefully we can get it together against the Raiders.
Absolutely, guys. Y'all play the Raiders next week. Moving right along, Bengals are beating the Jets. Beat the Jets. And next game will be the Oakland and New Orleans, and we have in Texas, we have a lot of New Orleans fans here repping NO. from that Hurricane Katrina. And let me tell you something about Oakland, man. Them guys are a whole different team, man. They won the first game. Congratulations to Oakland Raiders. Hopefully them guys go all the way this year. Kansas City beat San Diego. And my Seattle Seahawks won against Miami. So happy about that. Oh, man, a lot of Cowboys fans are upset this past weekend because they just lost to the Giants, losing by 1 point. And they were supposed to run out of bounds, I guess, the last 4 or 5 seconds of the game. That did not happen, so they lost. I don't know what's going to happen. You guys watch Stephen A. Smith in the morning talk shit about you guys. So, you know, I'm not going to go and talk about the Dallas Cowboys because, you know what I'm saying, I just barely got into this NFL about 4 or 5 years ago, excuse me. Just moving on, Detroit actually got their first one against the Indiana Colts. And about that game, it looks like it's going to be after the first game, not knowing, we'll definitely see. Hopefully Detroit can turn the French, you know, hopefully they can get to the playoffs, man, at least. So we'll definitely see. I feel like Calvin Johnson's not going to be retired. You know, there's actually been rumor about him coming back and playing with the Patriots. There's a big rumor. Also another rumor, I just got done talking about the Seattle Seahawks. They're talking about Marshawn Lynch coming back to the Seattle team, not coming back out of retirement. So we'll definitely see what's going on with that also. I think they're going to be offering him probably more money to come out of retirement. I'm pretty sure you got some people talking to come back to the team or whatever. So we'll definitely see. Hopefully he comes back. So, New England beats the Arizona Cardinals. They're actually winning without Tom Brady. And, about that situation, and I just want to say something. I didn't get to say that. I should have said this at the beginning of the show. With the Carolina Panthers. Now, all the hits that Cam Newton was taking, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand how come they didn't get not one unnecessary roughness call, not one late hit call, not, you know what I'm saying, roughing up the quarterback or none of the calls that bitch-ass motherfucker Tom Brady or Drew Brees, Tony Romo, Phillip Rivers get. Them guys get flags every fucking time. Ben Roethlisberger, you in that category too because they get you for that when you was playing against the Bengals. I don't care. I call it like I see it, man. These African American QBs don't get the same fucking flags as these white. And no, I'm not trying to make this a white and black thing. It's just true. All on Facebook, I saw Cam Newton getting hit. I'm talking about straight up fucking raw dog hit. Raw power hit, no flag at all. You know what I'm saying? And that pisses me off big time. You know what I'm saying? You know, Teddy Bridgewater, you know, it's not just Cam Newton. I said this a long time ago. When Michael Vick was getting hit, they never threw a flag. They never threw a flag when Warren Moon was playing. He was getting hit pretty hard too back in the 90s. And that was that helmet-to-helmet shit. And you can get away with that shit. That, you know what I'm saying, that Lawrence Taylor shit, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't, you know, it just makes me very upset that them guys are in. I said this about 3 or 4 years ago. How come the African-American QBs don't get the same treatment as the Caucasian QBs in the league for the late hit calls or the flags or whatever? And it's just bad news. So, that's it for the NFL segment, guys. I know y'all watch ESPN. And to get those kind of, you know what I'm saying, to get that talk about what's going on, you guys turn on the ESPN. Some of you have it on your phones, but I'm going to move on to this wrestling shit, which some of y'all don't watch. But Long Whoop, I'm not sure what's going on with Raw. I have to agree with you. I just got done watching the rerun earlier this morning. I just want to say that Raw is becoming bland, very, very boring. It's the triple threat match. They got a night. I guess they got a night at Clash of Champions or something like that. Their pay per view. So they got their own pay per view. Cool. They got Sasha Banks going against Charlotte for the women's championship, and then they got Kevin Owens in a triple threat. Well, I guess he lost against Roman. Well, he lost against. So they took Roman Reigns out. I guess they're going to do Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens for the belt. I'm not sure what they're trying to go with this on Raw, man. But I think Raw is going to be losing ratings here pretty soon. Man.
Well,
I'm not sure what's going on.
It just brings up something I was thinking about the other day about how it's important to have two major function wrestling groups like you have with WCW and WWE, because what's going on right now is a product of, because WWE owns pretty much, when they took over WCW, ECW, it kind of watered things down. Not for their brand, but just for say in the aspect of developing talent. So now you're not able to develop the talent to take over because they're on Next. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. So
right.
You get used to seeing them
right.
on Next, and they're not, in your eyes, they never really reach that potential because, honestly, it's not set up that way. Like, so it just brings up something I was thinking about where it goes into why it's important to have two major wrestling organizations, because the reason why when, you know, you had a lot of big names when we was, you know, in our teenage years and younger years, and wrestling was so monumental, is because you had those two major functioning wrestling organizations. And so you had star talent developing at WCW in the midst of you was developing star talent at WWE. So you had your favorite wrestlers at WCW and you had your favorite wrestlers at WWE. You don't have that anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now you're just getting what WWE decides to give you, and it's a controlled environment, and they have a lot of say on what stars are developed. So that's why it becomes out. That's why it's becoming very bland, because there's no outside perspective, and they're not these guys. You know, not to say they're not talented and they're not good. It's just that they don't really have the growth or the room to build their star talent like these guys did back in the day. You know, a guy could just say, hey, Vince, I'm not taking your contract. I'm going to work for Eric Bischoff, and that's that. You know what I mean? And that same guy could go over there and could be a megastar. I mean, if you look at the Chris Jerichos, the Diamond Dallas Page, you know, Big Show, you know, these guys were all crossover guys. But one thing you could say about, you know, Chris Benoit, even, you know, Ric Flair, the thing about these guys, Lex Luger, they never lost their star power no matter which way they went. If they was in WCW, they were still an icon. If they went back to WWE, they were still an icon. So you without having that, it's not working. And, you know, we did say a couple shows ago about, you know, them splitting the brand, which is the right idea, but you went the wrong direction again, because now you have these you have two tag team titles. You don't even have enough hot tag teams.
Yeah.
You have two world
yeah.
championship belts. You don't even have, you know, but that's the problem. And, you know, so WWE is going to have to really pull everybody back in. And if I were Vince, I would fire my whole creative staff, honestly, because they're doing a piss poor job, man. Raw, and there's no
they
reason
are.
That SmackDown should be a better program. And for Raw to be the same wrestlers in and out, and all you have is Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, it's pathetic.
That's exactly what's going on. I mean, I watched it, and I'm sitting up there like, man, this is. I mean, the main event is Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Rusev coming in and interfering. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess they're trying to push Roman Reigns for the United States Championship. Okay, where's John Cena at? I mean, he's on SmackDown. Okay, cool. And then AJ Styles is the new SmackDown WWE champion. He just won last night. Not last night, excuse me, Sunday night, because that was SmackDown's pay-per-view. So now we have two pay-per-views in the month, which is more money being distributed.
You'd be better off following the NWO format that Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall, yours truly, me and Big Bad Wolf on the line, laid down for you guys. You might as well get the biggest name in your brand right now, make them a champion, and they only wrestle pay-per-view. That's the best you're going to have to do right now. You know what I'm saying? So you go ahead and give that title to Cena, Lesnar, Randy Orton, you bring one of these, you got to put it on the big names, man, because these guys are not carrying the weight, man. They're not carrying the weight, and that's why titles are getting passed around like side hoes. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, and I'm not exactly sure what's really going on with Raw. It's just all over the place right now, man. You know what I'm saying? After this, I'm just talking about as far as when they did the split from the split, which we already knew that was going to be happening. You know what I'm saying? They needed the split because it was too many people to the, you know, now you have a lot of upset guys that's been there for 13, 14 years that need to get that push. Alberto Del Rio, Ryback, you know what I'm saying? Two guys, even Cody Rhodes to quit. Those are three wrestlers that's been with the company for a long time. Even Cody Rhodes is a Hall of Fame.
It brings up another great point too, because I was watching a video of Bo Dallas drunk in the airport yesterday, and it just made me think you're putting a lot of pressure on these wrestlers, and that's why they're resorting to breaking wellness policy and doing a lot of these things, because they're either something's going back there where you're only giving – they're not – the like you said, the Alberto Del Rios, the Cesaro, they're not getting their just due, man. The Titus O'Neils, the Apollo Crews, you're not giving them their just due. And, you know, the brand is suffering because of that, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, to keep up, to try to compete with what's going on, you know, these guys are taking supplements, they're doing steroids, and whatever else they got to do just to keep up. But that's because the brand is so watered down, man, and it's not – you have to – whatever, like I said, man, the best bet is take, you know, Lesnar, Cena. If you can get The Rock to come back, I mean, you got Y2J. You got to put it on your biggest name, man. You got to put the belt on your biggest name. If Triple H, if you're going to come back, come back. You know what I'm saying? But you got to put the belt on your biggest name, man, because otherwise it's not working. And I get what y'all trying to do. Y'all want it to be Reigns or Rollins, but it ain't Rollins because Rollins, all you doing is hurting people. So it ain't you. You know what I'm saying? Because you just going to end careers. And Roman Reigns, I mean – I know that's your boy, Ray, dog, but you got to do better than the Superman. I mean, is that all you got?
I mean, you know, he only got about two or three moves. That's, you know, that's the old button, you know, configurations for the revenge. Easy shit. So, I don't know, man. Brock Lesnar is on Raw. That is my favorite person as of right now. I don't know this coming in once every three or four pay-per-views. I'm against that. I think that, you know, you need to give him a – I mean, he needs to be on every – I mean, you need Brock Lesnar. I mean, put the belt around his waist. I mean, something, because what's going on in Raw right now, man, needs to be changed here pretty soon, man. And these fans, they booing. Because this shit is looking ridiculous, man, and that's why SmackDown is winning, because Shane knows exactly what he's doing. That's what happens when you have background, when you go away from your dad and go out there and fly on your own and know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? For 8 years, you've been doing it and making it, you know what I'm saying, in Japan and all that, and you're signing these guys, you know, putting them on Raw, and SmackDown is getting ready to be the number one show. It's going to be better. It's better than Raw. Better superstars, bro. And it's just a better – it's better, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what they're trying to do on Raw, man. I really have no idea. They just look all over the place. And Mick Foley looks, you know, unorganized, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I have no idea what's going on. I mean, Kevin Owens is the world champion.
Using Mick Foley to save face, you know, because y'all don't know what y'all doing. It's not working. It's making Mick Foley look bad. It's not working.
It really is.
It's not.
I mean, I saw it. I just got done looking at it, bro. And I'm gonna tell you something. It wasn't good. Everybody's putting. I mean, these guys are coming out with these pages with these wrestlings, and they're all putting. Man, Raw's terrible again. Another night after the brand split. This is keeps going on. Putting Z's in their motherfucking on the page of wrestling. WWE. Raw. Hashtag Raw. Z, 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 Z. Like, man, that's terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not good. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know what they can do. You know, was it a good thing for them to even have the split? I mean, that's my main thing. I don't think they should have – I think they, you know, it would to get all these guys,
I mean, honestly,
guys to leave like that, that's the best.
This, this is the same reason why WCW blew up in the past. So, you know, I guess potentially you could see a lot of those guys go to TNA, and TNA maybe have a blow up or another resurgence, you know, and then a lot of guys build up star power there, and then WWE steal them back. You know, I don't know. I know a lot of people saying that Kurt Angle was going to come back to WWE, but I mean, I'm not really sure what they're going to do, but they need to do something, man. You know, and you know, the Shield, that ain't it, man. It's not enough. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? You know, no disrespect to those guys' work ethic or the work they put in, but as far as star quality and power and to carry the brand, it ain't it, man.
And Sami Zayn, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I ain't it either. I don't even understand why he's even wrestling. He's trash.
And he can't wrestle. And Finn Balor is not it either. And, you know, Kevin Owens, he's putting the work, but, I'm sorry. It's not going to work. You know, if y'all need to bring back The Undertaker, bring him back. Bring back Booker. I mean, y'all got to do something, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. I mean, you know, and the young talent y'all have, the ones that people want to see, the Alberto De Rios, the Cesaro, the Titus O'Neil, they don't have no belts. I don't understand it, man. It's stupid to me.
Yeah, I don't understand
you
that.
Rusev, you know. I mean, you know, he would make a decent – I mean, I guess he is the U.S. champion now, but, you know, you got to give your guys that, you know, the brute force and you know, that fit the image – the shot, man. You can't give these guys that look like cruiserweights. That shit don't work, man. I don't, you know, that's like when y'all was promoting Edge. No disrespect to Edge or Matt Hardy. I mean, those guys are in the old days, they were cruiserweights. They weren't even with the heavyweights. Why are you not promoting your heavyweights? I don't understand that. So, you know, but that's how you water down your brand, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly, man. I agree, bro. I agree. You know what I'm saying? I just think that they need to do something, man. You know, and with them guys leaving like that just goes to show you what's really going on, you know, backstage. You know, Del Rio, Ryback, you know, Cody Rhodes, you know, the list goes on, you know. You know, be on the lookout. Wade Barrett, he burnt off a long time ago. And you know, I don't get it, man. You didn't get none of them guys a shot. You should have gave them guys a shot at least, man. You know what I'm saying? At least. No opportunities, man. How do you know if them guys are going to sell if you don't give them an opportunity, you know? You got to put them in a position to do that, you know? Or they're going to take their talent somewhere else. That's simple, you know? So we'll definitely see. I guess I need to start tuning in to TNA and seeing what's going on in those kind of situations. That Jeff Hardy versus Matt Hardy, I'm not really big on that. I mean, them guys look ridiculous. Look like they're still on drugs, both of them, with their looks. So I'm not sure where they're going with the whole TNA. I know I think two or three guys got signed to TNA from WWE. So, you know, we'll definitely move on. Guys, tune in next week. We're coming right back with the Sports Tuesdays again. Be on the lookout for the real episodes starting season 2 in October. We're going to hit this shit hard first of the month. You know, that's going to be it, guys. I'll check you guys out next week along with Vince Payne. If that's not anything else, that's it, man.
So they said.
NWO, we out, y'all.